This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's a poke at the Eye Network.
Reaction is pouring in to word that CBS has decided to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert as of next May.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And
everybody from Colbert's late-night rivals like Jimmy Kimmel to prominent Democratic leaders are questioning the decision. Now, CBS called it a purely financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. But it comes as CBS's parent company waits for federal approval for a massive merger. And just after CBS settled a lawsuit brought by President Trump over a 60 Minutes broadcast, which Colbert criticized. Nielsen ratings show Colbert won his time slot and was the only late-night show gaining viewers this year. He's been on the show since 2015, taking over the show that began with David Letterman in 1993.
I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. Now it's going to be fun.
The announcement lit up social media with criticism, often profane, for CBS and praise for Colbert. At least two Democratic senators, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Adam Schiff of California, want to know if the cancellation was for political reasons. And Kimmel's response? Bleep you and all your Sheldons, CBS. It's been a very dangerous week for lightning in New Jersey. Two people killed, at least one other person surviving a near miss. 10 Edwin's Mac Rosenberg has a story in this report.
Kathleen, we've been hearing from some of the people who were at the Outdoor Archery Club in Jackson when lightning struck and killed an instructor, 61-year-old Robert Montgomery. His fellow instructor, Mike Luster, tells CBS 2 he was supposed to be where Montgomery was when the strike hit.
I'm shaking. I'm still very upset, crying.
As someone in Wayne, New Jersey, almost didn't get their pizza from delivery man Giovanni Behan.
I did shout. It was a loud noise. At first, I didn't really know what the noise was.
He tells Channel 7 there was a boom of thunder right around the same time as that strike. Some towns do have systems in place to detect a lightning strike before it happens. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There is a reason they tell you to keep metal away from an MRI machine. A Long Island man is fighting for his life after a chain he was wearing got him sucked into that machine. It happened Wednesday afternoon at Nassau Open MRI in Old Westbury. Police say the 61-year-old man walked into the suite without permission while the scan was in progress. A large metallic chain around his neck was sucked into the machine and he suffered a medical episode. He was taken to the hospital and was in critical condition as of yesterday. His name and the details of his injuries not released. MRIs use powerful magnets to create detailed images of the body. Patients are warned to keep metal away from them. Now, authorities are still trying to figure out how and why the victim got into that room. A rookie Bronx cop is facing charges accused of stealing more than $87,000 from customers at a Westchester bank where he worked before he joined the force.
27-year-old Yisan Rodriguez Acosta is accused of stealing money from 14 customers at the Wells Fargo Bank in Rye where he worked until joining the NYPD last fall.
And the amounts that were, it's alleged to have been stolen, range from $333 to nearly $18,000.
Westchester DA Susan Cacase said Acosta is alleged to have used the money for bills, including payments on his BMW.
To purchase a subscription to an exercise regimen known as Booty by Jacks.
An NYPD spokesman said Acosta has been suspended without pay. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Turning out to be a hot summer for the mayor's race, 1010 Winds' Juliette Papa had a one-on-one interview with Andrew Cuomo.
Now actively on a campaign trail, Andrew Cuomo says he's hearing New Yorkers' needs.
You have to be building more housing. Why didn't we do it? Well, because New York City is just a broken government.
How is he going to fix it? He'll put city-owned sites out for bid, air rights, develop formerly industrial areas. As he revs up, he's doubling down on Zoran Mamdani's alternative policing.
To handle violent crime, that is essential, and public safety is essential. And if you don't get that, yeah, you're dangerous.
Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams has picked up the endorsement of some major law enforcement unions.
Standing on the steps of City Hall, nearly all of the police and law enforcement unions in the city endorsing Mayor Adams, including the sanitation union. Vincent Valley Long is the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association.
We're on the precipice of possibly becoming a San Francisco with businesses moving out. Seattle, where there's been riots over the summer. You haven't seen one here since the de Blasio administration. Going back during that time period would be a nightmare for the city.
Mayor Adams proudly taking the mic, saying he remembers what it was like to put on a police uniform.
You can't romanticize public safety. It is real. And the men and women who are here today receiving their endorsement means so much to me.
Mary Lou Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Luigi Mangione's lawyers say the Manhattan DA broke federal privacy laws when they subpoenaed his medical insurance records. In a brief filed yesterday, the accused CEO killer's team says a prosecutor misled his insurance provider to believe they could be held in contempt of court if it didn't hand over the info. Defense lawyers are demanding a full evidentiary hearing and sanctions against the prosecution. Mangione stands charged with murder as an act of terrorism and other offenses in December's brazen killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown hotel. He is also facing similar federal charges, and the feds are seeking the death penalty. Seven people were arrested yesterday in Manhattan, part of nationwide demonstrations against Trump administration immigration policies.
Protesters took to Foley Square and then the streets, fighting back against Trump's immigration policies.
And we will fight until the last one of us is standing.
You may remember Dylan, a Bronx student who was detained by ICE. He remains in custody, but his mother speaking up loud and clear.
It's been 2 months since my son was kidnapped right in front of our eyes as we were leaving the courtroom, and I couldn't do anything to help him.
Along with Kirsten John Foy, a civil rights activist.
Hate, bigotry, and segregation that has resurrected itself.
As protesters are demanding change, they're marching from Foley Square to the federal immigration building. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
The seven people were arrested on accounts like obstruction and given desk appearance tickets. Local demonstration, part of some 1,600 Good Trouble Lives On protests nationwide. Also today, word that administration officials have handed over Medicaid information for some 79 million people to ICE. That information includes ethnicities and addresses. Officials say it'll help them find people who may be living illegally in the country. Advocates for immigrants, though, say it's a major escalation in the deportation effort. AI is not your friend, but a new survey suggests that almost 3/4 of American teens think chatbots are. The survey from Common Sense Media says 72% of teenagers surveyed use AI for companionship. More than half do it every day. The survey defined digital companions as things like Character AI, Nomi, and Replica that can act as digital friends, as well as tools like ChatGPT. The group calls that an unacceptable risk. They say kids may not recognize the bots are offering inappropriate content or normalizing things they describe as concerning. There is some good news, though. 2/3 say talking to AI is less satisfying than talking to people. And the better news? 80% of kids still spend more time with their real friends. Krispy Kreme is turning 88 with gifts for customers. The donut giant marks its birthday today with an extra sweet deal. A dozen donuts for just 88 cents with the purchase of the first dozen at regular price. The chain says 88 tastes great, then they want to treat their fans. It's only available today and limited to 24 bought at stores or drive-thru.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.